So let's look now at what this means for us in a practical, day-to-day manner, and in the context of our spiritual journey. We come into contact with an object, and one of the five sense organs perceives this object. That is the first moment of perception. 1/65th of a finger snap. This first moment is an instance of pure, unadorned, bare perception, the naked truth about this object. The very next moment, danger. Mental consciousness kicks in, bringing with it the entire beginningless array of our experience and karmic habit patterns, with all their judgments and projections, and we begin to conceptualize about this object. For example, you see a person coming down the street towards you. First moment, just person, without even the label person. Remember that I said before, perception is non-conceptual. 1/65th of a finger snap later. Ah, man. Woman. Oh, my friend, isn't he lovely? I'm so happy to see him. Ah, not her again. How can I avoid her? Oh, who's that? Looks nice. I haven't met him before. And on it goes. Tall, short, fat, thin, black, white, nice dresser, looks rich, looks dangerous, and so forth. The list of reactions could be infinite, but I'm sure you get the picture. This is how we get into trouble, projecting onto the objects of our perceptions. We have made a judgment about the person before an actual meeting takes place. We don't go into the meeting with even neutrality, much less an open heart. Perhaps that woman we wanted to avoid because we'd had another argument with her yesterday was coming to apologize, to say that we were right and she was wrong. But because we have already made up our mind and turned the corner to avoid her, we miss the apology. We have all had the experience of walking into a room full of total strangers. Before we have even been introduced to anyone or spoken to anyone, we begin to make assumptions about them, judgments about them. He looks nice. Don't like the look of her. Hey, that's my kind of person. These projections arise from our past experience in this life and in beginningless previous lives. We almost never experience anything with a fresh mind. All our old attitudes and habits come into play, and possibilities for wonderful new experiences go out the window.